beady eyes.
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
If you're resident, map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time slot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Sarrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what it do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the Jay Rowe Show.
Don't try to call me out, Princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network. Network.
Why, you beady-eyed.
The upper room.
It's the Jay Rowe Show coming up next on the TJRS.
No, Jay. We've got this. Come on, ladies. Let's show them what we're working with.
I think that I'm in love.
November has blown its way in, and it's time to get back on track with the ladies of Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a life show for everyone. Is your resident, Mouth of the South, Mom to Little Donald's with my co-host, Dr. Princess Odelia, and Rich Sister. The past few days have been filled with news of the 29-year-old named Brittany Manyard, who made the decision to end her life before the brain cancer did. So many have condoned her, saying she committed suicide, while others feel it was her right to choose when to die instead of the disease. We want to know, does a person have the right to choose to die when faced with a death sentence anyway? We have our fitness and health tip and our inspirational corner as well. So let's do this.
Every single part of who I was building myself into and my life, like, in a way, has been altered. Because you ever see something like that, that doesn't look like me. That's not, yeah, that happens every day. The medication, the way you feel and the way you look, and that's part of
all right.
That's really, like, the petty side. It's taken away my ability drive because I have insurance now, and it's taken away my ability to have the job that I had that I love, and it's taken away my ability to try to have children with my husband, and it's made us move our entire life to a different state. So I mean, you can pretty much take any aspect of my life from what that's where the selflessness of my family has been, because we've all sacrificed so much. It's not just all for me. It's everyone's been giving. Everyone's been doing backwards to make sure that I don't suffer. And I don't want them to suffer either, because I think for them to watch me pass the long way in hospice, which is excruciating, not only for me, but for all my loved ones.
Thank you.
Welcome to Ladies First Radio on the TJRS Radio Network.
Hello and welcome everyone to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network. Hey, live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our call-in number. That's 347-850-1272. If you'd like to call in and join in the discussion with me, your host for tonight, Mom to Little Donna, or my two co-hosts, Prince Sister and Dr. Prince Odelia. And ladies, how y'all doing tonight?
I'm doing great. How
wonderful.
Are you?
I'm doing
wonderful.
Good. Still trying to get used to this time change. I'm just like still an hour ahead of everything.
I hear you on that one.
Yeah. How's your week been?
It's
Mine's
been good.
Good.
It's still going strong.
How's your week been, Resistance?
Oh, it's been good. It's been good.
That's good. That's good. So, nothing new to report? Nothing exciting going on?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot going on. Just recently, I'm taking on the responsibility to be the PR director and publicist for Herb Strather here in Detroit. The Detroit Bundle, you probably heard about that. The infamous guy who was crazy enough to buy to invest in the Detroit Bundle by bidding $3.1 million. Please forgive all the noise in the background. There's a lot going on where I am, but that's okay. We're going to keep it moving.
Right.
But, yes, we have been very busy with that, with the press from all over the world, Huffington Post and CNBC. Everyone has covered this story. And, guys, it even prompted me to go wash the gray out of my hair after I saw the post they keep putting all over the media and everywhere. It's me sitting next to him with my gray short hair. I have not my hair is long, but you know I had a nap. You know how your hair is just spongy and it's natural and it bounces.
Right.
You know, does a short curly thing. Well, I had that, and I had some straight up gray showing, right?
Uh-oh.
Girls, ladies, I went and washed the gray out of my hair after that, and I have had the incident this week of walking in front of people and them swearing that I am 20 years younger. They didn't know who I was. It's been hilarious. Yeah, but I said
wow.
That would be the last time me to catch a knee like that, too.
I hear you.
But anyways, no, we are so excited here in Detroit for what's happening with the Detroit Bundle. As a result of the Detroit Bundle, it's gained us a lot of exposure in the media and also partnerships around the world for our movement to take back the beat and to be an example of change for the world.
Okay. All right. That's good. Okay. So, for all those that are just now joining in, I thought that this has been a hot topic for a couple of weeks now about the young lady. She was diagnosed with a terminal brain cancer. And she made the decision that before the cancer killed her, she wanted to go ahead and end her life because she didn't want to suffer. Well, she ended her life this past Saturday with the help of a doctor, and I've been following the story because I wanted to see what people's reaction was going to be. And I am amazed at how much negativity she got towards her decision, her choice to end her life. So I thought, you know, we could do the topic tonight because it seems like, you know, with her, she was only 29 years old, but it seemed like she was able to raise this issue again about whether or not it's actually considered suicide if you decide that you want to end your life before a disease does. So
I thought, ladies, we could do that topic tonight. Sound good?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So just to get things started, some of the comments that I've heard and I've read, most of them have been on social media. They're saying that she was selfish for deciding to end her life, and instead of taking the treatment that, you know, the doctors were offering. And in my opinion, I feel like it was her choice to do that. If she wanted to die early because, you know, this brain cancer that she had, they couldn't operate on it. And the beginning of the top of the show, I actually put a little clip in there of what she was talking about. It was still kind of hard to hear, but she was saying how, like, she couldn't drive anymore. She had to stop teaching because she was a teacher. And she was having seizures. So little by little, this disease was pretty much robbing her life. And she said, you know, I'd rather go ahead and die while I'm not in a lot of pain instead of waiting for the disease to completely, you know, bedridden me and have all my family members around me suffering with me. So when I read the comment about, you know, they thought she was being selfish for ending her life, I'm like, I don't think, in my opinion, I don't feel like she's being selfish. I really don't. What do you ladies think?
Well, I'll just say, I mean, she definitely, I mean, made her decision. I just, when it comes to, for me, for life and death, I choose to let the Lord make that decision.
Yeah, I understand.
I just have to remember that, you know, the Lord created me for life. He wants me to have life. That's clear. So
right.
Whatever kind of life that I can have in the amount of minutes, seconds, hours, whatever is left, I'm just going to do the best I can to just make the best of it. I know, Mia, I couldn't. That's just me personally. I know I couldn't choose to end my life like that. That wouldn't be my choice.
Yeah. But I think a couple of people, they made the same comment you did, Rich Sister. And the question I raised was, is it really considered a life if you are pretty much an invalid? I mean, is it still considered a life? I mean, you're not really doing anything. You're dependent on everyone else. Your brain is completely been eaten away. Is that soul still in the body? Because it's gone. In my opinion, it's like, okay, the disease has completely eaten away any trace of what a human being can be. Is that still considered a life? I guess in my opinion, I'm like, okay, if I was faced with that same decision, as hard as a decision it would be, if I know 100% for a fact that, you know, okay, they've already told me that they can't operate on it, so I'm looking at no matter how many months or weeks it might be, I'm looking at weeks or months of pretty much losing every part of who I am and having my family see me suffer day in and day out with pain and all this, you know, pills that I have to take to try to keep me living. I think I probably would have made the same decision she did, because, you know, in my opinion, I don't feel like she committed suicide. I really don't, because the disease was already killing her.
Wow.
I know too many testimonies. People coming back from the brink of death.
With cancer.
It may have worked out like that. She was going to die anyway. Or maybe the testimony was yet to come. I don't know. But like I said, it's going to be in the hands of the Lord, not me.
Wow. You know, there are so many different ways that we can look at this thing, this disease, that seems to be like a plague because so many people are plagued with it, you know? But at any given time, it's really, I'll give you an example. I have a friend that I just found out that has cancer. And they said that it's aggressive. And although my prayer and my vision is for her healing, and she went to the doctor for the routine. She has had she's undergone surgery within a week, and her whole life has changed, you know. And I still, my thing is, take all of the natural remedies that are possible that I know that are effective, and try to work with the disease from the standpoint of and perspective of healing. Otherwise, it just kills you mentally. And I don't know. It's seeing her go through what she's going through is pretty it's very difficult. And it's very difficult. And we have to just, the only thing I can say is that we have to choose, make healthy choices for our inside as well as our external. It's internal and external. And we have to make a total transformation in the way we operate in our home, the things, the chemicals we put in our hair, even the toothbrush that we brush our teeth with every day. You know, there's so much to change and alter so that we can prevent this from happening to us.
Right, right. It's interesting that this story about this young lady, it happened around the same time as a high school student here in Florida. She was diagnosed with brain cancer, it was 2 years ago. And she was only 15 when they found it. And her parents made the decision for her that she was going to go through every, you know, the chemo and all the experimental things that they have out there for this. Because her brain cancer was the same where, you know, the doctor said, okay, we can't operate on it because of where it's at. And she passed away 2 months ago. So for the 2 years, she was living with it. But even her parents at the end, you know, I was reading an article because they did a newspaper article on her. And her parents made the comment, they said, if they knew what they knew now, they probably would have decided when it got to the point where she was no longer considered, you know, a human being, they probably would have done the same thing that this other young lady did. Go ahead and let her die peacefully. But they said at the end, she wasn't even a person anymore. Yet, they felt like they were being selfish because they didn't want to lose their daughter because that was their only child. So, they said she really suffered at the end. So, again, I'm like, okay. At what point do you say, okay, enough is enough?
I think that, I'll tell you what I told one of my other girlfriends. When we heard about our friend, I said, that's why if I even think that there's something going on with me, I promise you, the first place I'm going to is a natural food store, and I'm going to really sit still to get quiet for a greater direction from, you know, so that I don't want to go to the hospital to them to tell me X, Y, Z, because it gets in your head.
Right.
And our mind is the most powerful thing. So when we have that perception and you're thinking about death and you're having to wrestle with that experience, it's very difficult. It's that kills you first. It can. But at the same time, we have the same power to heal ourselves. We really do. So I don't know. There were quite a few things that came up in a seminar that I did last weekend, we were actually talking about health for a little while, because there was a young lady in the class who had a cousin that's 28 that had full-blown cancer. And in that discussion, one of the things that came out, I don't know if you guys heard of it, this fruit called the sour sap. And the sour sap fruit, they have it at Whole Foods stores and Oriental stores. If you have any Oriental stores in your area, they say they have it. And the plant grows plentiful in Jamaica. And it's the sour sap. And this thing happens to be 10,000% more powerful naturally than chemotherapy in decreasing negative cells. And they have another one, the sour sap. It can be used in many different ways, and if you Google it online, taking this fruit and having stage 4 cancer very aggressively and reversing the entire experience to that, to not having cancer at all. So there are some things that are just naturally here for us on Earth for us to take advantage of that we're not, it's not common knowledge, unfortunately. But there are so many healing mechanisms that we can implement in our daily lifestyle that it's just a matter of understanding and having, being privy to that knowledge.
Yeah. And you know what, Dr. Prince, I completely agree with you 100% when you said about the natural remedies, because I feel like every single plant, tree, whatever it might be on this earth, was not just put here just for coincidence. Everything has a purpose. And like you said, we just don't know. There's not enough knowledge out there for us to, you know, be able to utilize what we have right here on Earth. Most people, they want to, the first thing they want to do is go through the, you know, the doctor and pop a pill. Instead of looking at other options that are out there. I'm not one of these people that like to take pills. So if I go to the doctor and, like, and they tell me, okay, well, you have this and you need to take a pill for this, I don't take it. As soon as I walk out of the office, I tear up the paper. I don't take it. I refuse unless I absolutely know that, okay, this might help me. Because a lot of the pills that are out there now, they say that it's going to help with one thing, but it causes a whole array of other problems in the body. So it's like, okay, which way do I want to go? Do I want to take this pill so it can solve this to give me another problem? Or it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's. and I'm not saying that's trying to say that, you know, all of this is an easy decision to be making and all that, you know, because you. Like you said, you brought up before about the parents and talking about how they feel about, you know, whether they should have. But it's just, I just still say, I mean, give yourself a chance at life. Just do whatever you can, you know.
Yeah.
To try to make it, you know.
I guess what what really got to me is when I'm reading these comments and hearing people's reaction to her decision, they're pretty much judging her, condemning her, sending her straight to hell because of the decision she made. And I'm like, okay, first of all, and most of the ones that were making the comments, they call themselves Christians. And I'm like, okay, so if you are a Christian, why are you judging her? Because in the end, we're all going to be judged for everything that we do. And I try to look at it in the mindset of, if Jesus was here on earth, would he be judging her the way that people judged her? Or would he try to find compassion in her decision and find a way to persuade her from, you know, making that final decision? So it's almost like they're being hypocritical in my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, you can't, first of all, when someone's in the situation of cancer, being diagnosed with cancer, I mean, you can't, who's going to judge somebody for whatever choice they make? And I, if it's ever a time to get quiet and to get that guidance that comes from inside so profoundly by sitting silent and being submissive to whatever the universe, whatever God has for us to do. It's imperative. It's imperative at that point. More than any other time, it's imperative at that point to be still. And don't worry about what somebody says. If you feel to do this or that, then do it. And we'll share, you know, later, like all of the different things that you can do that cures cancer, like making sure you have plenty of this, the things I'm getting ready to say in your diet: mushrooms, onions, tomatoes, beans, and of course, I always suggest broccoli, chlorella. You can get the chlorella pill, which is all natural, or the chlorella powder. Green tea. And let's see, we have green tea. Cabbage is also good. And trying to think, there's something else that we must, and don't forget sour sap. And if you Google sour sap, there's a pill that you can get, and they give you, you can get a whole month supply for $12.95. Graviola, that's what it's called. The Graviola pill. So get these things, I'm telling you. And then when it comes to your, you know what? Bleach is the number one breast cancer killer. I mean, the number one cause for breast cancer is our natural bleach. Natural bleach. So, what do I say before? Peroxide. Okay? Put some peroxide in your water and you'll be just fine. For your teeth, baking soda and peroxide. Your teeth will be white, your breath will smell good, and you won't have the fluoride that, you know, that a particle of, it's something that's used to clean off parts, car parts. How about that? That's what you're putting in your body every day. Okay. Go ahead and, you know, how's that? You know, brush your teeth with that, okay? So the things that we have in our bodies, all of these perfumes that we're using, you know, I'm starting to kind of, like, go towards the oil so I don't have to do so much alcohol because I love smelling good. Oh, there's nothing like it, baby. I love it, love it, love it. I love my signature smell. But guess what? Maybe we need to, you know, don't underestimate the oils, the natural oils. But go to a natural oil shop. Nowadays, gas stations have oils, perfumes, and honey, if you look at it, you can see right through it because they've watered it down with so much alcohol. That's not the same thing. So I'm telling you. So go to a natural, holistic place. And, oh, I cannot forget, alkaline water. Hello. Alkaline water. Gotta have it. Alkaline water. You need to put that in your diet. You do these things, I'm telling you, you're going to see a drastic change. You may say, oh, that's too much, baby, when you have 20-year-olds. How about this? Two-year-olds getting cancer. And I'm going to tell you why two-year-olds getting cancer. Two-year-olds getting cancer because your mama and your daddy putting everything in the microwave. So we got all the microwave, and then we're putting all the parfum lotions on them with all the chemicals in it. It's just not a good look. And I've talked our way right through to the thing. Okay.
And on that note, we do have to go to our first break of the evening. But don't go anywhere. We have our pitches and help tips. And when we come back, we have our inspiration corner. So sit tight.
The following fitness tip is from Jillian Michaels, personal fitness trainer.
Hi, I'm Jillian Michaels, creator of the 30-Day Shred Workout System. I know that exercising and eating right can be challenging, so I want to share a few of my diet and nutrition tips with you to help get you off to a great start. reduce your caffeine consumption. Caffeine is a diuretic that can lead to dehydration. And as a rule of thumb, drink 8 ounces of water for every caffeinated beverage you consume. More than likely, the extra water you'll drink will diminish your need to consume caffeinated beverages in the first place.
No more, it's none of my business.
No more, I'm sure they'll work it out.
No more, boys will be boys.
No more, I'll say something next time.
No more, why didn't she tell anyone?
No more, she was flirting with him.
No more, she's too smart to let that happen.
No more, not my problem.
No more, he didn't mean it.
No more, why doesn't she just leave?
No more, he said he was sorry.
No more, she was drunk.
No more, she was asking for it.
No more, she seems just fine to me.
No more, she should have been more careful.
No more, we don't talk about that.
No more bystanding.
No more ignorance.
No more excuses.
No more.
No more.
Welcome back to Ladies First Radio of the TJRS Radio Network, a live show for everyone. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. That's 347-850-1272. And if you're just now joining us, tonight we're talking about the young lady who was diagnosed with brain cancer, and she decided to end her life before the disease took her life. And we're having a really good discussion about it. But before we get back into our topic, I do want to turn the floor over to Dr. Crystal Delia for our Inspirational Corner. So, Dr. Crystal Delia, the floor is all yours. And if your phone is on mute, you might want to unmute yourself because we can't hear you.
Well, we've lost Dr. Princess Audea.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, we're going to go right on back into our show. Sister, are you still with me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am.
Okay, good. So, I like all of the things that Dr. Princess Audea was saying before we went to break about how we can help keep cancer away. And I've been an avid preacher about drinking water from the beginning. I think at almost every fitness tip that I give, I'm always talking about drink water, drink water, drink water, drink water. And she gave a lot of tips of how to keep cancer away, or, you know, the things that you should eat to clear out your body. And I just want to mention some of the things that we should stay away from to help keep those cancer cells at bay. Because all of us walking around, we all have cancer cells inside of us. It just takes the right environment, it takes the right trigger for those cancer cells to start growing. And when we're day in, day out, putting soda pop in our bodies, drinking or eating fried foods every single day, that stuff is not good. That stuff is not good. And when I go grocery shopping, you know, they always say, shop from the outside of the aisles, never go down the middle of the aisles. And it's because the reason why you never want to shop in the middle of the aisles is because that's where all that processed food is at. So if you're putting all that junk into your body, of course, you know, something's going to happen. You put junk in, you're going to get junk out.
I know me. I'm guilty.
You're guilty.
I wouldn't win the award for best eater. So
I don't think
definitely any preventative measures are definitely a good thing. And just definitely understand for me, I'm not trying to overlook the fact, because I tell you, not until it's you. I tell you, sometimes when you get that diagnosis of cancer or whatever else, we're kind of in the position right now of, let's face it, very easy for us to say what we're going to do when we haven't gotten the diagnosis yet.
Right, right. And
but,
I think we've been...
Yeah.
We've mentioned it several times on our show that, you know, it's all in, like you said, it's all in the mindset, too. because if you go to the doctor and the doctor be like, okay, well, you have this, you have that, it all depends on where you are in your mindset. Are you going to go, oh my goodness, I'm going to die? Or do you say, okay, I got this. Now what are we going to do next? Are you going to have the positive outlook and fight it, or are you just going to like pretty much give up?
Yeah, exactly. It depends on your mindset and what, you know, because it's so easy, you know, if you hear that and think this is a death sentence, and you just don't, you know, that's where the problem lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm not trying to, you know, not act like I don't maybe understand somebody who's of that mindset and seeing where they're at. But
right.
I got to speak on my standpoint of so many of the testimonies I've heard from people with all kinds of stuff and talk about how they were at the brink of death.
Right.
They came through it. I just still say I want the Lord to have the last word. You know, I respect the doctors to a point, because God do the doctors in our lives to help us however they can. But it gets to a point where the doctor's saying, okay, we done all we can do. Then I'm like, okay, we're going to now shift it to the great physician. See what he say.
Right.
I mean, you know, he's going to decide if it's my time to go. Then he is going to say, it's your time to go. But if not, you know, I'm just going to do everything in my power to fight for my life.
Right. And what I'm about to say is not to discredit any doctors that are out there, because I know that doctors, they go to school to practice medicine for years and years before they actually finally get that title of being doctor. But it seems like in this day and age, doctors are more concerned with if a patient has insurance, if they can pay.
Right.
Instead of trying to give the patient the best care possible. I mean, that's just from what I see. Because,
you definitely got to check some doctors. Because that's weird.
If
you got a doctor like that, then simple. You get a second opinion and a third and a fourth and a fifth.
Right.
However many you need to get.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Because I was going to say, you know, even when you call to make an appointment for a doctor, you know, they want to check to see what kind of insurance you have. And if their office covers that insurance, and it's almost like, okay, so I'm calling you because I'm sick and you're worried about my insurance. So if I don't have insurance, what does that mean? I just fall over and die?
It's bad. Yeah.
It's like, wow, okay. You know, I called you and say, just hurting me, and you're asking me a million questions about my insurance. So, again, it's not to discredit the doctors out there, because I know there are some phenomenal doctors.
Yeah.
Then again, you have those that they're just worried about, okay, how much money am I going to make off this patient? How many pills should I push on this patient?
Yeah. That's why it's so important to, you know, get paired with the right doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure that, you know, they really care about your health, you being well, not lying in their pocketbook.
Right. And I think we mentioned it on another show that when we go to the doctor, if we know for a fact that what our doctor is saying, we just know in our mind that gut instinct is saying, no, you're not right. They're like you said, Rissa, get that second opinion, that third opinion, that fourth opinion. You don't stop.
Yeah.
Because we know we live in our bodies every single day. We know when there's something just not right, when something's a little bit off, and we know when we go to the doctor's office and they're giving us information that you're just like, what? My favorite one is when you go to the doctor and they say, oh, it's all in your head. Okay. It's all in your head. Okay. Okay. I'm just imagining all this.
Let me
all
tell
right.
you what's in my head. You're a quack, and I'm going to go see somebody else. Let me let you in what's in my head. You don't know what you're doing.
Right? And my best friend, she just finished her medical degree, but she's not going into Western medicine. She's actually went into the field of learning how to do, like, what Dr. Crystal Day was saying about the natural remedies, like acupuncture and like doing
holistic,
steam.
Holistic?
Yes. Yes. Okay. This woman, she's phenomenal. Phenomenal. I went to her one time. Well, before I went to her, she looked at me one day and she's like, are you feeling okay? And at the time, I wasn't. My back was completely killing me. It was to the point where I couldn't lay down, couldn't sit, nothing. But I wasn't complaining about it. But she could tell that I was a little bit off. And she said, why don't you come see me? I went to see her. One treatment. No pills. All she did was acupuncture on me, and it was amazing. And I'm like, wow. She saved me so much money in not going to see a traditional doctor, but using natural remedies. And she took her time. You know, she went through my whole, you know, history, medical history, to get to learn me, to see, you know, what could be going on. And that's something that a lot of doctors, they don't do today. They don't take the time with their patients to learn their medical history, especially if you're a new patient. You know, they'll ask the standard questions, but they don't go into in-depth details to find out who you are. Again, a lot of them, all they want to do is just push those pills. Like, oh, you got a cold? Okay, let me write you a pill for that. Take this one. Oh, you got a red eye? Let me give you a pill for this. They don't take the time to find out what could be causing the symptoms to try to solve the problem. So I'm all about, you know, the holistic and the natural remedies first. I really am. Because, like I said, I don't like taking pills. I refuse to take pills. I have to be, like, really, really in pain before I pop a pill.
I understand. And some of that, you know, definitely that's on the patient's onus, too,
mm-hmm.
to want to look into other methods.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know... Too many people, you know, they like eating what they want to eat and not exercising enough, you know. They'll sit there and
right.
take all those pills instead
mm-hmm.
of, you know, doing what they need to do. You know, because I'm not a, you know, I'm like you. It's like, if it's necessary...
right?
You know, it better be necessary, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You better
it seems
believe.
Like they have a pill for everything. And I don't know.
You better believe if I was to take it and I'd start feeling some kind of crazy effect, that'd be the last time I take it. Because nothing. Pills shouldn't be making me sicker.
Pills
shouldn't be making me sicker. Yeah,
right.
I'm way ahead of you. I'll take metamucilification. It does this, it does that. It can cause stroke, death. Your left leg will fall off. Your left kidney will dry up.
Yeah, I'm like, hey,
it
why
takes metamucilification.
I'm like, every time I hear those commercials, I'm like, what?
Yeah, we.
But they,
you seriously want me to take that, huh?
Right. But you know, I don't know if you noticed in the last couple of months, they shortened those commercials though. They really have because they figured they were like, oh, wait a minute, we're telling these people that if they take this pill, it's going to cause all these side effects. Nobody wants
yeah.
it. So now they've got to the point where they shorten the commercial, so they only tell you a little bit of the side effects. But it's like they still have to though. There's no way around it. They have to, by law, let you know what this pill is going to do to you.
Yeah.
But I'm like you. I'm like, no, that's okay. I'll just get some vapor rub and rub on my chest or something, or, you know.
Right.
That's okay.
Wow.
It's something.
That's why due diligence is very important.
Yep.
On everybody's part.
Now, we're not, for all those listening, we're not saying that if you do all the things that we're saying that you're not going to get sick whatsoever. We're just saying there's other options out there. There's things that you can do to help yourself so you can keep sickness away as much as you can. You know, if you're sitting here and you're eating tons and tons of bad food day in and day out and you're not exercising, that's not good for you. So the suggestions that we're giving you is just to help you. See, if you live an active life, if you try to eat right, and with a lot of us, we have a very busy lifestyle, so eating healthy sometimes is really hard to do. It just seems like it's quicker to go through a drive-thru at McDonald's or Wendy's or what might be and grab that burger. But in the long run, what is it doing to us? So somewhere along the line, we have to find a balance between, you know, always going out to eat and eating healthy at home. When we say eating healthy at home, we're not talking about microwaving everything either. Because like Dr. Chris Lodilia mentioned, every time you microwave, if you're microwaving all your food, yeah, that's a death sentence too. Because of all the radiation that's getting in the food. I think what gives me resistance, I don't know if you've got, when you go into the grocery store, if you've seen the potatoes that are wrapped in the plastic, if you could just pop in the microwave. Have you seen those?
You said potatoes?
Yeah, they're potatoes that they're already wrapped in plastic and you just pop them in the microwave. They're individually wrapped potatoes. But we have them in the store here.
Okay.
First thing that was going through my mind was, okay, I already got the plastic on the food. Now I'm going to microwave this vegetable with the plastic on there. So what is the chemical from the plastic? Isn't that getting into the food? Like, it's a... like, someone didn't think that one all the way through. The chemicals in the plastic got to break down.
You're going to find a way to microwave it, huh?
Yeah. I'm like, what happened to just putting the baked potato in the oven?
In the oven. Exactly. Did that even come out right?
I don't know. I don't know.
Everything cannot be microwaved.
Right. But they tried to find a way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. To their dying death, they gonna.
Crazy.
No harm kicking it on the top of the stove or in the oven.
Yeah.
No
I guarantee you half the people today, they have an oven in their house, but they probably only turn it on maybe once or twice.
It's an antique. They just stare at.
Just to have, it's just an appliance just for looks, but they don't use it.
But and it's just learning about different things here and there, too. Because just gradually, as I'm learning about different things, like what I used to drink, eat, whatever, and, you know, there's certain things I had to really pay attention to, like, ooh, that's not a good idea. I mean, just take little steps. It's not, you know, just little things. Just change one thing. You may cut back on drinking a whole lot of soda or, you know, like you said, make a choice. You know what, let me... This week, no fast food. I'm going to buy some stuff and fix it and bring it to work with me. Just, you know, little steps like that we can take to make ourselves better and healthier.
Right. And just a warning for those who are listening, even some of the over-counter medicine is not all that great. And I say that from experience. because 3 months ago, I came down with, well, I thought it was a cold, and I got the cough. And I was like, okay, the cough was getting worse and worse, so I said, let me go to the store and just get some Romatesa. That Romatesa had me in the hospital. It put me in the hospital. I took it, took the doses that I was supposed to, and I went and lay down. When I woke up and I went to get up to get ready for work, the room was spinning and my heart was beating fast. I was like, what in the world is going on? And I didn't want to scare my girl, so I went and I lay back down for a few minutes. And it was progressively getting worse, I was like, you know what? I got to get to the hospital. I think this Romatesa had something is going on. Come to find out, the Romatesa that I had taken, for whatever reason, it was too strong for me. And it was pretty much, like, making me hot. It was a weird feeling. That's a feeling I never, ever want to experience again. Because I've never taken drugs. So if that's what drugs, taking drugs feels like, if y'all doing that, y'all crazy. Because that's a feeling. No. I was like, okay, forget this. Forget it. So even some of that over-counter medicine is not good for you either. I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
It's not. Yeah, it's not. You got to be careful with that as well.
Yeah. I said, I will suffer through this. Forget it. I am not taking nothing. Like, no. I don't have time for this. I got to raise my girls. I got to be time to be sitting up in the hospital because of some stupid over-the-counter medicine. That's crazy. I was like, no, that's okay. I'll just suffer through it. But I've even gone back to using what, you know, they call the old school remedies, where you drink hot tea and you put lemon in there with the honey and cinnamon. I've gone back to that. I'm just like, you know what? The old school stuff, it worked back in the day. Why can't it work today? When one of my girls get a cold or something, I get that vapor rub, that Vicks vapor rub in a heartbeat. I roll them down head to toe. Breathe in the pressure, move in the vapor.
Going back to the old school remedies, I mean. People living in the day, 80s, 90s, and beyond, hey, they got the secret somewhere.
Right?
It wasn't all these drugs and things around back then. Old school remedies.
I even have them, what's that, castor oil? They hate that stuff, but it keeps the cold away. Oh, it's a collar oil, that's it. Oh, my goodness. That stuff is disgusting. But it works. Aloe vera juice. Little stuff like that. It works. And on that note, we do have to go to our last break of the evening. But sit tight. We will be right back. still were able to have a good show.
Oh, yeah. This was a great show.
Yeah. So, very quickly, what would you like to close us out with?
Just encourage everyone out there. Definitely some great tips were said over the show where you could take preventative measures, you know, to try to do what you can. And I just still leave you with this, you know, rely on the great physician first and foremost. Like I said, I respect the doctors, you know, to a point, but I just want to try the best way that I can to get the best treatment possible. So, like I said, you got to get second, third, fourth opinion. And then, like I said, rely on the great physician and let him decide your measure of life. That's it.
Okay. And I would just like to say, of all the comments ever made about the young lady who decided, you know, she wanted to end her life, again, at the end of it all, the only person that can judge us is God himself. And at the end, we're all going to be judged. So, just because she made the decision to end her life before the disease did, doesn't give us the right to judge her or anyone else. There are testimonies out there of people who they've been diagnosed with cancer and they went through it and they fought it off and they're living healthy lives. And there's others who, you know, they say, okay, I don't want to live this way. Whatever decision you decide to choose, make the best decision that is for you and your family. Don't make a rash decision. Weigh all your options before you make whatever decision you decide. As we discussed through the show, there's so many options out there as far as trying to eat healthy and live a healthy lifestyle. Weigh all your options. And on that note, Richard and I are going to say we hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Go out there, do something active, get off the couch, go outside, breathe in the fresh air if it's not too cold. And we will see you all back here next Friday on Ladies First Radio Show. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night, my sister.
Good night, Mom. And thank you, Jay. Good night, Jay.
Good night, Jay. Have a good weekend. Love you. Bye.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.